I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Fiona Gubelman has been making her mark as a guest star in such shows as Californication, The Paul Reiser Show, and The Closer. The new FX show Wilfred is her first starring role, and when she got the part, she told me that it was one of the most incredible moments in her life. Wilfred is about a depressed man, Elijah Wood, who suddenly perceives his neighbor's dog, Wilfred, as an obnoxious Australian guy dressed up in a dog suit. Gubelman plays Jenna, Wilfred's owner, and possible future love interest. I talked to Fiona in a conference call where she talked about the show, how she got the part and her audition process, and that fateful call from her agent. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And now, here's Fiona.
Well, how did you get started in acting?
I got started in acting when I was actually in preschool. I was really into dance and performing, and so my mom had me in dance classes, and then I got involved in a local theater company, and my first play was The Cabbage Patch Kids, and it was like a play slash ballet, and I didn't quite do much there, but I grew up doing community theater and doing drama camp in the summers and being active in the drama department at my school, and then I went to UCLA. Actually, it's pre-med, and when I was there, my freshman year, I auditioned for a play and got in, and I was so passionate, and I just loved acting so much that I decided to switch majors and pursue acting. Just kind of, I was young, not married, didn't have kids, and I was like, why not just try for something now and just see what happens while nothing's tying me down, and I've been fortunate since I graduated to work in the industry and keep on working.
What do you find most challenging about your role?
I would say what I find most challenging about my role is just making sure that I'm aware of my relationship to Wilfred and that I am treating him like an actual dog. At first it was difficult because I had to tune out Jason and not hear what he was saying and just keep focused on Elijah and our conversation. But as as the season progressed, we would all become such good friends that it was so hard to keep a straight face and not crack up when Jason is trying to distract me or he's asking questions. So I would definitely say that would be the most challenging part.
You've done a lot of work in the comedy genre with stars like Paul Reiser on his show and David mm-hmm. Duchovny on Californication. But you've also worked on dramas like CSI New York and The Closer.
Yeah.
Do you prefer comedy over drama?
Oh, that's a tough one. I definitely prefer working in comedy over drama. But at the same time, when it comes to comedy, I tend to prefer comedies that have a great sense of truth to them and come from an honest place. I have a dark sense of humor, and I definitely like to work on stuff like that. I do enjoy working in comedies where I can create a fun and broad character, but as far as a job that I like to do over a long period of time, I tend to like it to be I tend to prefer the comedy.
What have you learned from working with Elijah? Do you think that he has any qualities as an actor that you admire?
Elijah is a brilliant and radiant human being. I have learned countless lessons from him, not only as an actor, but as a human being and just as a leader on set. He has so much grace, and he handles tough situations beautifully. He has patience with people. He's so funny. He always brings this great sense of life and energy and excitement to set. And I just, on a professional level, he's worked a ton. So I see him, when we rehearse, he fully commits to the rehearsal and is in there and is taking it as an opportunity to try out things. So that way, when we're ready to shoot, he's ready to go. And so I learned a lot from him in that aspect. And it's great when you're on a show and you have everyone is working long hours and they're tired, and you have the lead actor who is just as exhausted, if not more. being positive all the time, taking the time to learn everyone's name. You know, he really set this incredible tone on set, and every day was just a joy working with him.
Since Jason Gann starred in the original Australian version of Wilfred, and I know you said that there were differences in the shows, but does he ever try to give you pointers on your characters, Jenna and Ryan, or do you go to him for any kind of consultation?
You know, I wouldn't say that he tries to give me pointers in the sense that, you know, he's like, well, this is how he did it before on the other show, because he really is trying to create something different here. But I definitely, I feel like we collaborate, all of us on set. I definitely feel like I grew up doing theater, so I'm used to working with people where, you know, you can definitely ask another person a question or advice, or, hey, let's try it this way, or what do you think if I did it this way? And so I definitely feel that we have that collaboration there, and, you know, I can run things by him, or we'll run stuff by each other. And, you know, I'm definitely, I really look up to him. I think he's an incredible artist. He's so funny. And so I definitely will ask him stuff in terms of, oh, how do you think this plays? Or, you know, if I'm struggling with something, I'll definitely feel like I can turn to him. And, but he never is, like, bossing me around or telling me what to do. I mean, it's definitely, you know, he's there when I need him for that kind of stuff. So it's great.
Sure. Were you given a lot of freedom shaping who Jenna is, or was she pretty much fleshed out in the script?
No, I definitely feel like I was given a lot of freedom in creating Jenna. Originally, I think they wanted... I feel like... well, my take on Jenna was, I think, different than what they originally wanted. And throughout the audition process, they ended up changing certain lines and phrasing for me in particular. So I know that, like, I was... they ended up changing where my character was from. They felt that I brought Midwest tendencies to my character. So they, you know, in the audition process, I was saying different things than some of the other girls, even. And it was great because I had the showrunner and the, you know, director. I was working with them, and they really liked my take on her. And I know when it came down to the final testing between me and Dorian for the part of Jenna, we were very, very different. We had two completely different takes, so I was definitely given a lot of freedom in creating Jenna.
Well, the show goes to a lot of dark places, you know, with all of its humor and all of its absurdity. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that, you know, maintaining that fine balance between humor and darkness?
Well, I think it was, you know, if you look at a really well-written drama, I mean, even if you look at, like, a play by Chekhov, I think when it's done right, three-quarters of it is funny, because then when you have the dark moments and you have the hard times, they're even more powerful. And if you look at, like, Jenna is a perfect foil to Ryan. You know, she's pursuing her passions, she's excited, she's effervescent, she's full of life, and in terms of certain aspects, she really knows what she wants. And I think that that really helps add a lightness to the show, because otherwise it would be too dark. And I think, you know, the darkness in the show, there's darkness in the humor, but there's also darkness in the depths of what people are going through. And I think that the balance between the humor and the darkness is just brilliantly crafted by our writers. We are so lucky to have such talented and brilliant writers on staff.
So from the time you got the very first call to the audition to the time you got the part, how many times did you have to go in to read?
I had about 6 or 7 auditions.
Wow.
Between my first and last, yeah.
And what is
it was a marathon of auditions, I must say.
How long did it take? I mean, like, from the, you know, like weeks, or?
It took about 3.5-4 weeks to actually, from my first audition to when I finally booked it. And it felt, in that 4 weeks, like a year had passed.
And what is that phone call like that tells you you got the part?
Oh, my gosh. Receiving the news that I had booked the part was just overwhelming and exciting and surreal. I had my final audition on Friday, and I was told that I wouldn't know until the following Friday. So over the weekend, I was very anxious and stressed out, and Monday morning I was at the gym and I fell off a treadmill and just cut up my leg, and I was bleeding and all embarrassed, and I was like, oh, that's the universe. It's telling me I'm not going to get the part. And I was really, really upset, and I got home and it was 11:30 on Monday. And keep in mind, I wasn't supposed to hear anything until Friday. And my agents and managers call, and they were totally pretending to be upset and down. And then they were totally messing with me, and they're like, you got the part. And I just fell on the floor. I fell on the floor, and I was speechless. And I was crying and laughing, and I was just, it was one of the most incredible moments in my life. Just utter surprise and excitement.
So you talked, you know, a lot about obviously working with Elijah and Jason, but what was kind of like the first scenes you filmed together? Like, were you really nervous going into that, or did you find it easy?
Well, you know, the first time I actually interacted with Jason and Elijah was in a chemistry read where we worked for an hour during the audition process and rehearsed the scenes with the director and the showrunner and kind of blocked it out for the final network test. And I was really nervous before I got there, but Jason and Elijah were so kind and so helpful that my nerves just went away, and there was such a great sense of play and fun, and we were instantly like, it felt like little kids on the first day of school. Like, we were just like asking each other questions and just having so much fun and politely teasing each other, and it was great. So the first day of shooting, I was terrified. I still couldn't believe that I had booked the show and that it was all really happening. And, you know, but it was at the same time, it was so much fun. And the scene we shot was one of my audition scenes that I'd worked on for a month. And then we'd rehearsed it in rehearsals before shooting the pilot. So we'd worked on it a bazillion times. But it was still just so, it was so fun. And during this shoot, you know, we were so excited. And Jason and I kept missing our marks. And it was so funny because, you know, we both had nerves and we were both excited. And they kept having to reshoot this one take because we wouldn't hit our lines. And then we would just start cracking each other up. After we finished that scene, I just had this overwhelming, you know, wave of excitement. And I was like, this is real. This is really happening. And that was probably my favorite scene to shoot. It is my favorite day of shooting because everything felt real and like this was really happening. So,
what have you learned about yourself since you started filming the series?
What I've learned about myself is just how much I love acting. I mean, I thought I loved it before, but I am so happy each and every day that I come to set, and I'll be there some days, you know, 12 hours, and it feels like 5 minutes have gone by. And I've also learned the importance of speaking up for myself and voicing my opinions and my ideas. I'm definitely a shy person, and working with Elijah, who has years and years and years of experience and is an actor that I've always admired, and you have Jason, who also has years of experience, created the show, created the character in Australia and has been working on it for 10 years, I would sometimes be nervous to voice an idea for a joke or for a way we should do a scene. And I just, you know, I definitely, through watching the way they interacted and, you know, their support and encouragement, I've learned to, you know, be more vocal when it comes to my ideas and my choices as an artist.
Would you ever be interested in doing something behind the scenes, like writing or directing, or are you just sticking with acting?
You know, acting is where my heart is. I love acting. I, you know, maybe down the road I could see myself, you know, being part of the creative process, but that's not, you know, acting is definitely my first and true love.
So do you have any advice for actors or, you know, people who want to be an actor?
Any advice? So much advice. If you want to pursue acting, I think one of the most important things to remember is to just be yourself and to to stay honest to yourself and your ideas and your creativity, and just remember who you are and to bring that to your work, because it's so easy to not do that.
Thanks, Fiona, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.